This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and the UAE today signed 5 agreements in various areas, including nuclear energy and petroleum. These include an MOU on the Barakah nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. An MOU was signed between ADNOC and India Strategic Petroleum Reserve Limited. The MOUs were inked following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders expressed satisfaction with the substantial progress achieved in recent years in the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and discussed opportunities to further widen and deepen the partnership in all areas of bilateral cooperation. Later, President Draupadi Murmu met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Our correspondent reports that the Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan arrived in New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. Tomorrow, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated India's support for ceasefire in Gaza Strip as soon as possible. Speaking at the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue held in Riyadh today, Dr. Jaishankar also reiterated New Delhi's support for a two-state solution to end the current Israel-Palestinian conflict. The meeting was chaired by Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. It was attended by foreign ministers of Gulf Cooperation Council member countries along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, member countries and Brazil. The discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The Goods and Services Tax, GST Council, in its 54th meeting in New Delhi today, decided to slash the GST on cancer drugs by reducing the rate from 12% to 5%. The meeting was chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, along with finance ministers of several states. Briefing the media in the national capital, Finance Minister Sitharaman said GST on selected snacks has been reduced from 18% to 12%. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences will launch a dedicated Tobacco Cessation Clinic, TCC, in New Delhi tomorrow. This initiative is aimed at addressing the significant public health challenge posed by tobacco use in India. TCC Clinic is a collaborative effort between the National Drug Dependence Treatment Center, NDDTC, and the Institute's Department of Pulmonary, Critical and Sleep Medicine. AIIMS Delhi Director Professor M. Srinivas, in a statement, has said that the TCC is a crucial step in creating a healthier environment as part of the Tobacco-Free AIIMS initiative. He added that the clinic will support individuals struggling with tobacco addiction. The Ministry of Coal today conducted the mid-year review meeting of the Corporate Social Responsibility CSR activities of coal public sector undertakings in New Delhi. The review meeting focused on assessing the progress of ongoing CSR initiatives, evaluating their impact on the communities and aligning them with the guidelines of the government. The discussion centered on the execution of CSR projects across sectors such as healthcare, education, environment, skill development and livelihood. The ministry stressed the need for accelerated implementation of these initiatives to ensure measurable outcomes and the way forward, with a focus on improving the overall quality of life for local communities, particularly in coal mining regions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.